You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired.
Brought to you by Hot Seat, a new memoir from Jeff Immelt, the former CEO of General Electric. Immelt explores his time at the helm of one of the world's largest companies, from navigating a post-9/11 world to the 2008 financial crisis and more. Buy your copy today.
Here's what you should know today. Facebook's new AI is teaching itself to see with less human help. AI algorithms are usually constructed using data that was curated and labeled by an army of human workers. Now, Facebook has shown how some AI algorithms can learn to do useful work with far less human help. The company built an algorithm that learned to recognize objects and images with little help from labels. The Facebook algorithm, called Seer for self-supervised, fed on more than a billion images scraped from Instagram, deciding for itself which objects look alike. Thousands of Android and iOS apps leak data from the cloud. Mobile security firm Zimperium ran an automated analysis on more than 1.3 million Android and iOS apps to detect common cloud misconfigurations that exposed data. The researchers found almost 84,000 Android apps and nearly 47,000 iOS apps using public cloud services in their backend, as opposed to running on their own servers. Of those, the researchers found misconfigurations in 14% of those totals, exposing users' personal information, passwords, and even medical information. And as the adoption industry migrates to social media, regretful adoptees and birth mothers are confronting prospective parents with their personal pain and anger. Wired spoke to a couple who dealt with internet trolls on their adoption journey. It got so bad they ended up filing a police report and pleading with Facebook to delete posts that called them human traffickers. Years later, the couple learns that there is a dark side to adoption.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.